Welcome to the Corporate Dropout Podcast. I'm your host, Alessia Citro. If you're sick of the corporate hamster wheel and looking to feel inspired and empowered to live a high vibe life as your own boss, you're in the right place. Dare to drop out in 3, 2, 1. Before we start the show, I want to tell you about the business I'm launching. Starting a business can be hard work, but it doesn't need to be confusing too. And that is why I founded Thea Collective, a learning community for entrepreneurs. Learn from experts across law, finance, tax, operations, marketing, sales, and more, and get the blueprint on how to set up and run your own business. Text biz, that's B-I-Z, to 949-577-8709, or head to thea-collective.com to learn more. Hello, friends. I am back today with Kelsey Krueger, who is a dear friend as well as a corporate sales dropout turned solo world traveler, which is what ultimately brought her to her purpose, which is changing the way that doulas show up in the birth world. Today, she is an entrepreneur of her own thriving birth and postpartum doula business here in Orange County. She also has a business partner who, alongside with her partner, serves families, mentors up-and-coming doulas as she paves the way for better birth and postpartum outcomes. And today she is back on the show with a mini episode to talk about what you want to look for in a business partner and how to set that partnership up to be a thriving one. So with that, Kelsey, the mic is all yours.
Yes. So I want to start off by saying I've gotten very fortunate, very grateful heart for being aligned with my partner, Rory. She's an amazing dear friend of mine and business partner. I mentioned in the initial recording, we kind of came together with divine alignment, serendipitous. I had gotten my download, my dream of my calling to be a doula, put myself out there, starting reaching out to doulas, anyone in the birth community that I could get connected with to lean on. And I got invited to a doula meetup. And 3 days later, I went, and that's where I met Rory. So, you know, you just said we don't believe in coincidences. I don't either. But it definitely was one of those things where I was put myself in the right place. But it was all because I started putting myself out there, wasn't afraid to get uncomfortable. And, you know, that's where I found Rory. So with that being said, it was only a few weeks into us being colleagues or friends, whatever you want to call it, right? Like fellow doulas, that we just found a lot was aligning. You know, in our personal lives, we're similar age, similar lifestyle. Neither of us are married. We both had boyfriends and we lived, you know, I'm in Newport and she's in Huntington. So in our personal lives, we were like, wow, like we have a lot in common. Like you're a cool person. Let's hang out. So we started as friends really and leaning on each other and just sharing our doula experiences. She was starting to create her childbirth ed course series for families. And she's like, hey, do you want to be a listening ear? And I was like, absolutely. I find that like my personality is I always want to be the helper. I'm a nurturer. So we were kind of doing that for each other. She was like nurturing me and helping me as a very new doula. I was a few weeks in, haven't even taken my training yet. And here I was being a soundboard for her childbirth ed. So naturally, we were just helping each other. And in the doula world, it's an on-call lifestyle. So we take on clients depending on your bandwidth. Maybe it's anywhere from like 1 to 6 births a month. And you have to have backups, right? Like when birth happens, a lot of times on the full moon, we have lots of babies. So Rory started asking me to be a backup. And I was very eager. I wanted experience. And so I was like, yeah, let's do it. I'm more than happy to back you up. And very quickly did we realize we were, you know, being each other's backup. We're like, why don't we just like formally do this together? This is better for us. As a doula coming off of a birth, you want someone to be able to call and vent to and share in the excitement. You're on this like adrenaline rush. It's a high. Like the birth high is real, and that's why doulas get addicted to going to birth, because I mean, I might be biased, but seeing life come into the world is pretty freaking awesome. It's, I think, the best thing you can witness and be a part of. So we started just naturally doing that. And so we started to talk about like, how could we formally go into business together? And we're like, well, we know we can take on more clients if we're doing this together. There's two of us. So clients now have not one, but two doulas. So that's a benefit for them. And we can do a shared on-call life, like a lifestyle of shared on-call is going to be much more doable. So there's all these things where like, yes, like connecting the dots, this completely makes sense. So, you know, I think first and foremost, we naturally were finding a lot in common in our personal lives. And that's so important because if you don't like the person, you're not going to hang out with them. We spend every waking moment together, texting, calling, or we're in love with the app Marco Polo. We're just sending videos of each other back. Like, I love Marco Polo. So we want to hang out and we want to spend time together. So that's key. It's essential. I think you said earlier, we were talking about this. It's like going into a marriage with someone. So you have to like them. And our values and our deeply rooted values are very aligned. I think if we had like things, you know, that just didn't align in the sense of like what matters in life, that wouldn't work either. You know, by no means are we the same person, but at the end of the day, when hard things come up, you know, we see eye to eye. And, you know, we kind of have the yin and yang balance. I'm the type A and she's the, like, we always say the free spirit hippie, and she's the creative, you know, she's an executor. She's like so coachable. She's never used like Google Calendar before or like G Suite. And I'm obsessed, ex-Salesforcer, like obsessed with G Suite. And she's like, sure, give it to me. And yeah, it's just been so fun because, you know, she brings a lot to the table. It's different than what I bring to the table. And so like, for instance, I do all the Instagram. She's like, Kels, just tell me what to post and I will do it, you know? So we each have to bring something unique to the table that, you know, when we're sharing work, okay, who's taking on what and being able to divide and conquer without really even having to talk about it. It's like, okay, I already know that these are my strengths. These are your strengths. Like, yes, let's lean into that versus like sitting there trying to divvy things up and arguing about who does what. And then the mutual like investment in it, right? So her and I both have now quit our jobs that we were doing previously. We were both nannies. It's a lot of times common for doulas to have part-time work as they're moving into being a full-time doula, whether that's like being a server or, like I said, nannying, babysitting, et cetera. We knew the goal was for me to make an exit out of nannying. I loved the family I was with, but I knew that my heart and soul was in our business. So that was essential because if I was only putting in 50% and she's all in, we're going to start to really feel like the weight of that. And it would have felt like, you know, I'm not carrying my weight and she is. And ultimately, I just don't think that would have worked out. So both being all in and being able to have real conversations. So we give each other feedback naturally, you know, we're like kind of call each other out like, hey, I didn't really like how you handled that client situation. You know, that wasn't really cool. And we're close enough friends. It's similar to how you and I are. Like, we can be real and keep it real. And, you know, at the end of the day, we have each other's best interest in mind, but being able to give that feedback and not feel bad. And hey, like, we're doing what's best for the business and for our clients. And, you know, we want to be happy. So, we're so blessed to be doing this work every single day. So we use the, I know you had Sandy and Wei on the podcast. We use their gratitude journal, and every single day we wake up and we say to each other, I am so grateful for this life. I am so blessed. And I get like emotional actually, because it's true. Like, we manifested this. We're really big in manifestation and gratitude. And there is not a day that goes by that we don't express it to each other. So I think being rooted in something like that, whether you're a spiritual or a believer, being able to come back to like your why and really lean in on that when things get tough, because things get sticky. So that's got to be strong for both of you.
And then from like a pragmatic standpoint too, in setting up the partnership, you created an entity, you have an operating agreement. Like, you know, I wanted to be a lawyer when I was growing up, which I know that's weird if you're a kid and you want to be a lawyer. I guess it was my love of arguing, but like, I always think that way, like always get it in writing, always. So you guys did that too, because that probably allows you to work with a lot more peace of mind, right?
Yes, absolutely. So it was very easy for us to be like, oh my gosh, nothing's ever going to go wrong with our partnership because we're best friends. However, business-minded me was like, I want this for peace of mind because no matter what, we'll never have to worry. Karen, right? Another previous podcast guest, which is just, I love the alignment of all these connections. That's just how I feel like my life works. Spoke with her and she highly encouraged it no matter what, like even if it's a business that you're not even launching and maybe you're not even making money, just have that. So we create agreement formally between us. We each individually have our own LLCs because we have our independent businesses. And we work with the same accountant and it makes things really easy, actually. We haven't, you know, thankfully run into any major issues between the two of us, but if we did, we're set up for success. Both of us are.
Yeah, I love that. You know, going back to the marriage analogy, it's like, you know, you need to, I honestly feel like business partnership is maybe like even a bigger deal than picking the right spouse, right? Like you have to have the same values. You have to have good communication. You have to really like each other and want to spend time together. And, you know, you need to be able to get things like in writing so that both parties are protected. So I love that. Yeah. Well, this was great. Thank you so much for coming back. Before we sign off, if people did not listen to yesterday's interview, go back and do that. It's a great one. And where can people find and connect with you or work with you if they are expecting and local here in Orange County?
Yes, thank you. So my business is Wombs in Bloom OC. So I'm on Instagram. That's also my website, wombsinbloomoc.com. And my partnership business is Soul Shine Birth. So you can also connect with us there. We're always taking inquiries. We love to just hear from expecting moms and postpartum moms. And you can chat with us, DM us, fill out an inquiry on our website.
Well, thank you again for being here. I appreciate your time so much. So glad that we refound each other. And yeah, we'll see you back here next time. This episode was brought to you by Thea Collective, the learning community I founded for entrepreneurs. Text BIZ, that's B-I-Z, to 949-577-8709 or head to thea-collective.com. That's theia-collective.com to learn more. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed today's episode, please help me get the word out about the Corporate Dropout by screenshotting and sharing this on social. I would appreciate it so much if you would subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review as well. And I do this show for you, and I want to hear from you. So tell me, what is it that you want more of? Text me at 949-541-0951 or slide into the DMs at Corporate Dropout Official or Alessia Citro with 2 underscores. Until next time. Next time.